Tropical Storm Barry came ashore during the night in the Florida Panhandle. It's dumping heavy rain on south and central Alabama. A tropical storm warning remains in effect from Fort Walton Beach to Apalachicola, Florida, where the biggest threat is coastal flooding. NPR's Debbie Elliott is on the Gulf Coast in Orange Beach, Alabama, near the Florida state line. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning, Renee.
Where did Barry make landfall?
Well, the eye of the storm hit the coast just after midnight, somewhere between Destin and Laguna Beach here in the Florida Panhandle. It brought with it top sustained winds of about 65 miles an hour, some higher gusts, and lots of rain, heavy downpours. The storm did churn up some high seas and was strong enough to blow down some trees, some awnings, and some power lines.
I gather the people in the region had prepared for a hurricane, so what kind of damage did the storm do in the end?
Well, we won't know the full extent until later today when emergency officials get a chance to go out in the light of the day and survey the region. But so far, only minimal damage has been reported. Now, yesterday, as people were making their preparations for the storm, forecasters were warning that Barry could have gained more strength over the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico, and they really thought it would develop into a hurricane before it made landfall. But then the storm moved a little bit more quickly to the north and never had the chance to develop further before it hit the land. Now, people did do things like, you know, secure their outdoor furniture, move their boats. A few people had boarded up their windows. Now, the heavy rains with the storm is what's really caused the problem so far. There are some local bridges washed out and some coastal roadways that are covered with water. Emergency officials say they opened about a dozen shelters in Okaloosa County near Destin. 77 people had spent the night in the shelter, leaving their homes. But officials say they'll get to go home today because the damage just wasn't that bad. There are some scattered power outages along the panhandle, and the 8-foot waves that are associated with the storm did erode some of the beaches in that region.
And what do you expect to happen as the storm moves inland?
Well, it will slowly lose its punch as it crosses land. The wind gusts will die down, but it will still bring lots of rain. Barry's moving very slowly to the northwest and will bring some downpours and the possibility of tornadoes. Flash flood watches are already in effect for northern Florida, South Georgia, and most of the state of Alabama. Forecasters are saying that up to about 10 inches of rain is likely, and could be more. They're worried that the storm stalls out and stays in one place for a while. It could cause some problems. You know, before this storm headed out into the Gulf of Mexico, it spent a lot of time over on the Florida Peninsula, where it dumped up to a foot of rain and flooded some areas.
Tropical Storm Barry was just really the second named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season, so this might not be the last hurricane scare for the region.
Oh, no, no. The hurricane season lasts through the end of November, so people here will be vigilant and be watching. And usually the stronger storms will occur in late summer and early fall. So far this year, there have been no hurricanes, just the two tropical storms, both of them very slow-moving rainmakers. If you'll remember, Tropical Storm Allison also caused flooding in Texas and Louisiana.
Thanks, Debbie.
Thank you, Renee.
NPR's Debbie Elliott in Orange Beach, Alabama.